Hi there, boys and girls. That song is the familiar theme of the Children's Bible Club. We're glad you've tuned in just in time to join us, because this is the place to learn more about the Bible, to sing some special songs about the Lord, and have fellowship with Christian friends. So settle back and enjoy. Choir, let's go. Thank you, choir, for your joyful singing and your faithfulness to serve the Lord in this way. My dear Bible Clubbers, do you love the Word of God? I surely hope so. You know, so many things are put before children these days that are so wild and fantastic and unreal. Cartoon characters that do horrible, deadly things. It may be extreme and exciting and entertaining, but when it's all over, you're left with emptiness and nothing that is true, nothing to help you do right or know how to live in daily life. So with the Children's Bible Club, you can learn the stories from the Bible and what God wants you to know, not only how to live here and now, but also how to live eternally with Him. So stay with us every week. Go with us through the Bible with the people in God's holy book. You know, the Bible is true. It won't leave you empty. It will give you answers and meet the need of your heart. And I hope the choir's singing will also be a blessing and encouragement for your day. So here are the choir kids again.
Thank you.
Noise, though, because four men were working hard and fast to obey God, and their four wives were obedient and helped by keeping the men well fed and handing them tools and supplies. It was a family effort and mighty good teamwork, even though it was hard and heavy work and seemed endless at times. Noah and his sons carefully followed God's plans for the ark. They had to lay the beam, build up the sides, lay the flooring for three levels, build stalls, pens, and cages for all the animals. Whoa! Animals? What animals? Oh, yes. God not only told Noah he would save him and his wife and family, but he was also going to save two of every kind of animal, bird and creeping thing, a mother and father of every kind, so they could replenish the earth after the flood. Noah was also to take in seven of each of the clean sacrificial animals. It would take a lot of feed for all those beasties. So Noah and the boys not only had to build pens for the animals, but also hay mows, grain bins, storage barrels, feed troughs, watering tank, chicken roosts, and I don't know what all to keep those critters happy. It's a good thing God designed the ark. No man would have ever got it all into one boat. They'd have ended up with one big boat and two or three others trailing along behind. Believe me, this was no short-term project. In fact, it took 120 years to build that ark. I'm sure they got weary many times, but God encouraged them and they kept working. As Paul said later, "Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." That was surely true for Noah. During all those years, Noah faithfully preached and warned the ungodly people around. No doubt some of them mocked. Perhaps some said, "What you doing, Noah? Building an ark? A what? A boat? Up here on dry land? Ridiculous!" And Noah would warn, "But God is going to send a great flood because of your evil and sin. You must offer sacrifice to God and the requirement that he makes for your sin. You must believe and obey God before it's too late." But the more Noah preached, the more the people despised him and his message. They were enjoying life and didn't think it would ever end. They'd never seen rain. What a crazy idea to think water would fall from the sky. Oh, Noah was nuts. Mrs. Noah was nuts. He and his boys belonged in the crazy house. So they mocked Noah and Noah's God. But Noah stayed on course, building the ark, framing the window, building the great door and the gangplank, pitching the ark with pitch, and caulking every crack so it wouldn't leak. Then came the task of loading feed for all the animals, grain, hay, and fodder for the big animals, leaves and grass for the bugs and little worms. What a job! At last, God called time. Noah began to round up all the animals two by two, plus the extras. I think the Lord gave many of them a heavenly nudge to make them come to Noah at just the right time and enter in good order. Oh, look! There come the lumbering elephants with a couple of monkeys swinging from their tails. Oh, there come the giraffes. Duck your heads for the door, fellers! Oh, look at those beautiful peacocks strutting up the gangplank. And there's Mr. and Mrs. Possum, and the billy goat and his nanny. Oh, this is wonderful fun. This is better than any zoo. Two by two the animals came, and Noah put them in their places just right, close and comfy. At last God said it was time for Noah to go in, so Noah and Mrs. Noah and Shem, Ham, and Japheth and their wives entered the ark. Oh, perhaps their hearts were pounding, wondering what would happen next. They had warned the people the last possible time, but no one else wanted to go in that peculiar boat with all that wildlife. No one else wanted to get on board with Noah and his menagerie. No way! Crazy Noah! Afraid a flood was coming! When the last creature and Noah himself was in, the Bible says, the Lord shut him in. It didn't matter now how much rain fell, what storm blew, or how high the flood rose. Noah and his family and their animals were safe in the ark. They were safe in God's loving care. Oh, what a picture of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is our ark of safety from eternal punishment for sin in hell. There was no other means of safety from the flood but the ark, and there's no other means of salvation for us but the Lord Jesus Christ. Anyone who wants to be saved must flee to Christ alone. Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And when they do trust him, they will surely be safe and secure in him. Jesus said, Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Oh, my young friend, be sure you are in God's ark of safety. Be sure you are in Christ Jesus. If we can be of any help, please let me know, and be sure to be listening next week to see what happens to Noah and his precious passengers. And now, God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.